Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, everyone. It's me. It's Jen. We now officially live in a world where Lady Gaga is an Oscar winner. I'm so happy she won that Oscar for Best Song. I don't know what Bradley Cooper would have done if that didn't win Best Song. Quite honestly, forget about Gaga. I think Bradley would have had a tougher time with that. Was anyone else nervous watching him perform? I was very nervous because here's the thing. He was not Jackson Maine on that stage. On that stage, he was a mere mortal. He was just Bradley Cooper. And when you don't have a character to not hide behind, but you know what I mean, to access while on stage, that can be very nerve-wracking, I'm assuming. You know, I've performed on stage singing a few times in my day, and one time to a big audience. I was about to put myself down, you guys, but one time at the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival, I performed in front of like 2,000 people where I had to sing. And part of the comedy bit was that I'm a horrible singer. But nonetheless, I had to do it. And I almost shit my pants. So that's the only thing I can kind of like in a way where I can relate to Bradley Cooper last night on the Oscars. Sure. Listen, we do what we can to try to understand people. Thank God it won. That's all I'm saying. Phew. And then it gave us a beautiful moment between Madonna and Lady Gaga. Have you seen the photo? They're fully embracing. They have put their beef to bed. And I want that from my pop stars. I want my heroes, the legends, to get along. I want peace. I want peace. And it seems for this moment, we have that. Now, today on the podcast, I get to sit down. Yes, I get to. I had the honor and privilege of sitting down with Deanna Chang. She is my friend. She is an actress. She is a show creator. Listen, you're going to get all this in the intro anyways, but I love Deanna. And we are going to talk about Britney's music video, Slumber Party. I felt as though I needed to jump ahead to present day Britney videos. And to me, in the last 5 videos that she's given us, this is my favorite. She's given us all the things that we want from Britney, and it's a solid music video. She looks great. She's giving us an amazing dance break. She's on the ground. She's doing that pat move where she's just softly patting her tush, and I love it. When Britney performs Slumber Party in 20 years, I want her to be doing the side pat move. I need that. I want that. She's also wearing a beautiful outfit, this teal tutu outfit. Now, stay with me. Is it a little tacky? Sure. Mostly because it's teal. Not that many people wear teal. You know, it's not really a chic color. You know, you're not seeing Victoria Beckham isn't giving you a lot of teal. Do you know what I'm saying? But the outfit was reminiscent to me of something. I couldn't I couldn't place it, and then I did. This year at the Kardashians' annual Christmas Eve party, Khloe Kardashian is wearing a similar outfit. She's not wearing a bra, but she's wearing this kind of tutu skirt where it's short in the front and long in the back. You know, a mullet tutu skirt. Where would one buy such a thing? That, I mean, these are custom made for our gals, I'm assuming. But I figured that out. So that's what that is. But it's a fantastic video. She met her boyfriend Sam on this, and I felt we needed to discuss it. Last thing I'll say, Courtney from Seattle, if you are out there and you are listening, thank you for calling the hotline. You shared with me your 2007 Britney moment, and I don't take that lightly. I heard it. I'm here. I see you. Thank you so much for calling the hotline. Okay, you guys, without further ado, here is myself and Deanna Chang talking about Britney's music video, Slumber Party. Hello and welcome to We Need to Talk About Britney, the podcast dedicated to the legendary pop princess Britney Spears. I'm your host, Jen Zabrowski, and I am sitting here with an actress, a show creator, a dear friend, Deanna Chang. Welcome.
Hi, Jen Zabrowski.
I'm so happy you're here.
Well, I'm so happy to be here. And I love your podcast, and we're in the warmth of your home, and it's idyllic, and what a day.
What a day.
What a day.
I opened a window. I got a little toasty. Mm. So I don't know if we're getting the sounds of the streets, but it's just the canyon, the sounds of the canyon rolling in.
Yeah, the canyon kicked my ass on the way up, but we're here now. I was like a 95-year-old driving up the canyon because I just didn't have faith that if I slowed down to look at house numbers that people wouldn't plow into me.
Well, to be fair, the drivers in the canyon they treat it as though it's a highway.
I see.
And it's
That's
not.
That's what I felt.
It's a canyon. I'm like, everyone slow down. This should be for slower living.
Right.
No one's gotten the note. But yes, I did receive a very frazzled phone call. And you were kind of breaking up too.
Right.
And it was like, Jen, the roads. It was a moment. But you made it here.
But too bad you had to watch me go one way and then
I did. I saw your car.
You came out.
Pass.
You said, you passed. And then you saw me come back and creep ahead of where you were. And you had to sort of wave me over. And it was tough.
You pulled over.
Right.
In a place where you really can't pull over. And you put your flashers on.
No, them flashers are on. Once I was in trouble, I said, these flashers are on. Because, by the way, they're just letting everybody know. Caution.
I feel like I am a person that needs flashers on my back. Like, I need to live with flashers. That's the kind of person I am. So I respected that move.
I had to.
I really, really did.
Thank you.
Deanna.
Yeah.
We just watched the Slumber Party music video.
You sure did.
And just off the top of your head,
right.
First thoughts.
I mean, I feel like, and you know, I don't know the exact chronology, but in my mind, I'm watching this video and it feels like this video came out and we were like, oh my God, she's back.
Mm.
Is that fair?
You got that energy. Well, what's interesting is that this is one of her latest, like this, we don't have many after this.
Right.
And it was the second official single off of her album Glory in 2016. And I feel like this is classic Britney.
It sure is.
Like, we were like, okay, now we're in a good place.
That's exactly right.
Britney is feeling herself again.
Yes.
In a way where we all need that.
Yeah.
And we're happy about it.
Oh, we look beautiful. She is stabilized. It's like, okay.
Present.
Life
clear. Behind the eyes. Yes.
Yeah.
Clear. She looks so beautiful.
Oh,
when
my
she
God.
Gets out of this very classic car. She goes to an eyes wide shut type party,
yeah.
Sex party in the hills somewhere. It's kind of reminiscent of Dorit's home on Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I like that.
Doesn't it kind of look like...
For sure.
I don't think Dorit's having sex parties, but it kind of looks like that.
But what we knew that what happened in the bathroom with the
cocaine.
Cocaina.
I mean, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe, but I feel like it's a... It's a beautiful look on Brittany to get out of a, like I felt, it feels cozy to imagine her at a sex party.
Right.
You know, like I don't feel threatened. I don't feel nervous.
No, you're right. It doesn't feel dangerous. It feels fun.
Yeah. It feels really good. You walk in, there's bubbles everywhere. Right.
There's paintball thingies or whatever that was.
Yeah, towards the end.
Yeah.
I really also love her with her hair up.
In a top knot bunnish situation.
Yes, and she's got this beautiful little short red number on.
Yeah.
First she gets out where she's in a fur coat faux, I'm assuming. And then she takes that off and we see her gorgeous back muscles. We were
beautiful.
Both really we said face.
And we said back.
She's got it coming and going.
Right.
Just a beautiful girl.
Well, I will say that her, you know, there's a lot of like classic Britney feelings in the look she delivers in this video. But her in that red number feels fresh to me. That feels like, okay, this is Britney in modern day.
Mm-hmm.
It's sexy. It's adult. Tight. It's adult. But it's her. But it's like right.
Yeah, I kind of wish we had this from her all the time.
Me too.
And there are little hints to classic music video moments of hers from the past.
Yeah.
Like, even her eye makeup at the top, like this, when she's looking straight into the camera, for me, it's very reminiscent of Stronger.
Mm.
And it was all about that eyeshadow and her eyes popping.
Right.
And then also when they're in this pile, like
the
a
slave
human,
for you.
Yeah.
Kind of. I like her in a pile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like holding court in the pile.
Right. She's the center of dancers and they're all piled up just feeling each other's bodies and like living in it.
I feel like that's what she wants all the time.
I know.
And she's not able to really get that.
She's like, can we do the pile again? To her directors. Like, I know we've done pile before, but like, is pile available for this video? Because I like to be in a pile.
And then also this video is where she met her boyfriend, Sam, her current love. They met on this music video.
Hot.
Then he gave her his phone number.
Oh, really? So this was a casting.
Yes. And he
wow.
found out the night before that he got this job.
No. I just got chills down my thighs. Are you telling me the truth? So they didn't know. This is a true blind date.
Blind date.
Wow.
He gets the call. You're going to be in a Britney Spears video the night before. And he's like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Shows up. He said he always loved Britney Spears. I believe that.
Yeah.
And then he said he was trying to be funny. I thought this was so endearing. He tried to make a joke and she said, hi, I'm Brittany. And then he said, oh, sorry, what's your name? What's your name again?
Could
you
tell? Cute.
Yeah. And then he said no one laughed and the joke didn't go over well.
Okay.
But
he was
tried.
Probably delivering it too good.
Yeah.
You know, they were like, are you okay?
All right.
You well?
And then for 5 months. Nothing happened. And then she said she found his phone number on a piece of paper and was like, oh, yeah, that guy was really cute. I should call him.
Wow.
And then they fell in love.
I'm really into that.
I am too. And I pulled this up. He did an interview with, I think, Men's Health magazine. And I thought this was really sweet because people like to make jokes and I'll include myself in this group.
Okay.
For a moment, I thought perhaps he was hired. And after the music video and she thought he was cute and maybe it was kind of
an arrangement.
Yeah. Which, I mean,
look, we do what we do. We do what we do when we do it.
But after reading this, I was like, I think that he is a really solid human being. And he said, hold on, computer, don't freeze on me now. Okay, he said, after the video came out, nobody knew we were dating. I don't think she or I had the intention to just be friends. And then he talks about them doing their workout videos together. And he said, the exercises I come up with, but the videos are because of my better half. She's the video director. It's a very fun thing. And I look back at them and I smile. And working out together is always nice. And we try to do it a couple times a week. It's super healthy mentally and physically. It takes your mind off everything else. And then this is where it gets really sweet. He said, she motivates me more than anyone. It's crazy how I can be humbled by a person like her. If I could be that humble when I'm that high in life, that would be the best thing. I grew up with three sisters, and my personality is just to be a supportive person for my family, and she's my family.
Oh my God.
I'm always going to support her. She is another blessing that happened to me. They are in love.
Wow, electric.
That is beautiful.
It really is.
It's like he sees that she is the queen, mm-hmm. and he is like, I am here to support
the queen.
The queen. He's not trying to carve something out for himself.
No, and I, you know, I don't, yes, they do their videos, and there's that iconic video where you see how physically attracted, like they're doing some sort of workout, and he lifts her, and the look on her face is so adorable. She's like, oh, like, I loved it. You know, you just, he's like, my man's hot, and he can do that, and it's fun. But I don't feel like in the press or in pic, he's not trying to get out there. I'm not feeling it. Are you?
No. And especially now we're in 3 years later. Oh, Jeffrey's giving me eyes. Jeffrey, do you think he's trying to get in there?
His Instagram. I mean, his, check out his Instagram.
What is he? Okay. What do you, all right, we got to get our
so
eyes on
So you think
this.
He's trying to monetize off of his relationship? Yes.
He's been building a career his whole life too. He was going to be a football player, and then he was a personal trainer,
and he still is a personal trainer.
And
but
he,
I,
you know, he's getting cast in music videos, so.
But good for him. I mean,
yeah. I mean, he's a good looking man. He's
very good looking.
He's not trying to make his own protein powder or anything.
No,
you know what
he's,
I mean,
definitely.
Okay, but who isn't, you know?
Yeah.
I'm thinking,
yes,
about like Kylie Jenner's bodyguard has one of these, and
okay,
you know what?
No,
I'm saying, like, these people, and if you are a personal trainer,
gorgeous man,
he is very hot. When, you know, if you're a personal trainer, a lot of the times you do need to do this sort of self-promotion. I see what you're saying. There's a lot of sort of model pictures. It's all, they're almost all solo shots, but I'm not seeing a lot of Britney, which could be a good thing.
Yes. And only occasionally he'll post a photo of the two of them, and he refers to her as his lioness. I mean, it's beautiful thing.
Yeah,
he is a very
is
beautiful man.
Crazy.
And he's a hard worker. I feel like he really grounds her. He keeps her on a schedule. They're very, like, both into their workouts, drinking enough water, eating well.
She needs that.
She needs that. I believe Brittany needs that.
Because she feels the best when she is hydrated and worked out.
Yes.
And so,
yes,
to have someone who also, like, you know, you read the interview. Is he a brain surgeon?
No.
And that's great too, because she doesn't need a brain surgeon. She needs someone hydrating her and feeding her correct ingredients and nutrients
and paying her compliments. What does the caption of this video of, or this picture of them kissing say?
Guess whose birthday is coming up? Hashtag priceless.
Oh, she says, he says that.
He
oh,
said
about
that
her birthday.
Her.
He just is like, my queen's birthday is coming.
Yeah.
He just wants. Even if they get married, they will forever be boyfriend-girlfriend.
Mm.
They give off a real boyfriend-girlfriend vibe.
It's an interesting distinction people don't talk about enough.
What are your thoughts on that?
I think you and your husband have that.
Boyfriend-girlfriend?
I mean, the sweetness of boyfriend-girlfriend. It's like there's something where it doesn't, you know, sometimes married couples, you feel like, ugh, they have really seen it all with each other and they're together and it's fine and it's great, but like are they delighted in each other, you know?
Yeah,
and
I mean,
you and Van have that sort of fresh,
yes, of
we're
course,
dating kind of feel.
Of course we have moments where I'm like, we've really done this.
Of course, know? Who doesn't?
But we are delighted by each other,
right?
We're both we both have, I think we're also both the youngest in our families.
Hmm.
So there's something about that too. And just like what we do. And I mean, look, I have a podcast where I talk about Britney Spears all the time. And he loves the color blue and Vans. And like, so there's something very childlike about both of us.
you know, sometimes we have to reel it in and be like, we must be adults.
Right.
You know, we must get there.
You're doing fine.
But thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
I mean, I hope you take it as a compliment because it's meant as one.
Yes. No, I do. I definitely do. I think it's important to still. Also, I just loved having boyfriends.
Yeah. I am a forever boyfriend person. I feel jealous of you of that because I feel like you have lived a life from the jump of friggin' boyfriends. When I tell you the journey it took me to wrangle a boyfriend, you were like, oh, I'm 11, I'm 12, I'm 13, I'm 14, I'm 15, I'm 16, I'm 17, I'm 18, I'm 19, I'm 20, I'm 21, I'm 22. And I'm getting these boyfriends. And it's like, God, that was not my hashtag journey, you know? So I am quite envious because I think you just have that confidence of someone who can, like, just wrangle a boyfriend.
Interesting. Well, I also just am boy crazy. And now I'm trying to take that energy and put it in other places.
You would have to, yeah.
You have to. Once you make a commitment, you've got to.
Once you lock down a boy.
But I've just always been so boy crazy and delighted by boys.
Yeah.
And it just makes me feel real giddy inside.
Sometimes a girl just needs one, and I need you. Boys, to cover and to hold. I just want you to touch me. Boys, and when a girl is with one, boys, then she's in control.
There's just something about a real cute guy. And not even cute. I mean, cute, I mean, that's a relative term, but whatever, right. You know, if it gets you going.
Right.
I get real wild and I need sometimes to just really relax. So sometimes, yeah, Van just really, he still makes me, like, I'm crazy
the boyfriend
for him. Yeah.
Giggles. I love that.
But I wasn't so great at boyfriends. Like, you know, they tried to, or also, I guess I wasn't great at commitment.
Oh.
Which made me great at dating
because
I'll give you my all when we're together.
Right.
But then I'm afraid of really getting in there.
Right.
And we're through this. I've now been with Van for 10 years. But so it was great. Like, I would go on dates and be like, I would sometimes like play this game in my early 20s. It's very dysfunctional. I don't think it's great. But sometimes it worked, though. But I would be like, this is the last time I'm ever going to see this person.
Oh, wow.
So I could just jump in with them and be like, tell me your whole story. And like, what do you love? What do you hate? Like, where are you going? What do you want from life? And then I'd be fine if they never called me again.
I don't think that's a bad plan at all. I feel like a lot of women could pull a page from that.
Yeah, it does. It keeps, they always do come back then.
They always come back. Yeah. By the way, that's something that I learned later on is that they do always come back, these mans.
They always do. I was talking to a girlfriend of mine, and she was like, I see where this one relationship is headed, and it's not good.
I know this relationship.
You don't know this relationship, but you know the gal. And she was like, I know I need to end it because I just see where this is headed.
Oh, okay. It's a friend, not you. Yes, got it.
Oh, no.
Okay.
There's one past relationship. Yes, you know.
Whoa, Nelly.
That's a whole separate.
That's another podcast. Yeah. That's another series. That's a whole nother thing.
We've all made poor choices in our life. And I said, well, you know, you're going to end this with him, and that will be the thing that will really get him on the hook. He's going to come back. And she was like, no. Sure enough. Mm. And now they're back together, and I'm seeing this from afar, and I'm like, I got to let her play this out on her own. But
right.
I don't think it's – because they always come back when you end it.
Oh, yeah. If that is the whole, like, secret, is that if you just – put them on ice.
Mm-hmm.
They love it.
And I bet that, not to just bring it back to Brittany,
we have
but the
to.
Fact that she didn't call Sam for 5 months.
Oh my God, you're totally right.
Can you imagine him when he saw that come up. I wonder if he put her. Well, obviously not. There's no way she gave him. Yeah, she didn't give him her phone number. So he just picked up, and then it's Brittany on the other end of the line.
Thrilling.
The only person I feel boy crazy about that's not a boy is Brittany. Like, right. I would lose my mind if Brittany called me on the phone.
Oh, my God. I feel it's coming your way.
Never. Okay. It's too much for me to even take on. Something just happened to my insides. It really, really, really did. But, Sam, I believe in their love, and I think that they could go the distance.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's gorgeous. I like whatever I'm seeing online, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't heard him speak a lot.
No one. I wonder if he does.
Okay,
no.
Yeah. So, you know, TBD on that. But I think they're great. She looks happy, and that's all I need.
Yes, absolutely. Now, you thought for a moment when we were watching the video that Sam's lightning bolt that was on his face was a single curled section of hair.
I did. And I feel like I was like, oh, that's literally what girls did in high school for the prom. And it was always a bad move where they would take one single curl and define it and kind of lay it down, you know, and be like, the rest isn't up or half up, but this like aggressive single curl. That's what I thought he was doing. I was like, why do we have that happening here and now on this gorgeous man's face?
But then you're like, but maybe it's because it's a weird sex party. So that's what they do there. In high school, there was a group of girls that didn't just do it for the prom. They did it every single day. And we called them the pasties.
Mm.
They were their own group. They were They were their own community.
We called the girls, I'm from Long Island, we called the girls who would tease their hair up like 5-6 inches high, just straight up do a wall. We called them hair hoppers.
Oh.
Yeah.
The hoppers. The hoppers. I like that.
Like she's a hair hopper.
What were you like in high school?
Oh, Anna? Well, my whole vibe was old lady chic.
Okay.
Question mark.
Okay.
Chic is real strong. And this will circle back to why there was a boyfriend drought for quite some time. I was just wearing some sort of mashup of like old lady clothing that I would get in the city at thrift stores, oversized vests, blazers, and a blossom hat with a flower up top and a brooch and a, you know, some sort of scarf knotted on the side.
But a strong look.
Girl.
It's not a, no, it's no, no. Not a just, you know, I did my own thing.
No.
This is
strong. And I will say, I don't have like fashion now. And I will say, for better or for worse, whether you liked it or not, I was doing a fashion. You know what I mean?
I love this. I would have loved it then.
It was a lot. It kind of petered out. I think like by senior year, I had gotten something together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But this was like definitely freshman, sophomore, probably part of junior year. I was working like an old lady, you know, taking the hair and twisting it from both sides and putting some sort of fascinator. I mean, you know, a lot.
A fascinator.
Not a fascinator.
Okay. Okay.
No, we weren't doing a fascinator.
Now, did you have friends in your friend circle?
Did you have friends, period?
Did you have friends in your friend circle who
yes.
were practicing the same look, exercising their right to style a look such as what you're describing?
So I had a friend, Maura Montgomery, who was very beautiful, and she was sort of she was very like fashion-y, and I think she took me down this road, but for what, you know, she was able to do a touch of this and a touch of that. And it was like it worked on her in an appropriate way where I just sort of, I guess, went strong in the direction and, you know, took the look on head on.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes.
But so she would have elements of that,
mm-hmm.
but they were more reserved and they worked.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And then the rest
Who's
of
to
the
say
friends
that
didn't.
Your looks weren't working, though.
They were working. They were working at keeping boyfriends away. They were definitely working on that. They were working on individuality. You know, sure, I was my own person. I felt great in it. Trust and believe.
That's the thing. Well, I don't doubt for a single second that you would wear such a look and not feel...
sure.
Yeah, not feel
not
great.
Feel great.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You take no issue in Britney being an individual. People want to give her a bit of a, I hate to makeover such a strong word, but they want to give her some direction in her style choices.
I mean, look, I would love her direction to be that red dress at the top with the bun.
What do you feel about the tutu?
The teal tutu.
The teal tutu look.
All of the video felt quintessential Britney. We're getting hairography. We're getting hip swings and body rolls, you know?
Well, we love the tap.
Oh, yeah, the pat.
The pat, yes, the pat move when she's patting. She pats the floor. She pats
hot
her thigh. And she does that move. It's a fun, everyone can do the pat.
There's nothing to do, but it's with a beat and it's with others. And they're patting and it's very satisfying.
And you're kind of like, because it is such a sexy video and it's, you know, all about this. Kind of, it's really about a role play. You're role playing that you're going to have a slumber party. But really what you're saying is we're going to take videos of ourselves having sex and there will be...
What's that line? How does it go? We're going to take videos with our bodies.
Yes. So it's... Because we got them candles hanging from the ceiling low. Mm-hmm. We use our bodies to make our own videos.
Right.
Put on our music that makes us go fucking crazy. Go. Go crazy, go.
It doesn't really do to isolate the lyrics, you know? It's better to experience them as they were meant to be experienced. Because isolating them in a cold read, it doesn't do the same thing, you know?
And also it just proves that Britney is very special because it's like we don't want to hear just me reading these lyrics, but when Britney's doing it,
she
you're
lights
getting
it up.
A whole thing.
Yeah.
You can feel it. It's just happening. This video was directed by a guy named I didn't know this man.
No, I didn't either.
Colin Tilley, but he's done some great work. He did the MILF Money Fergie video.
Ooh.
He did the Future. He did Future's Mask Off, which is, I love that song. He's done work with Kanye, Nicki Minaj, Selena Gomez, Halsey. And I think he did a great job with this. He said, when we were talking about the lightning bolts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jeffrey, you're saying that this is a reference to Bowie.
supposed to be David Bowie-esque.
Just a touch of David Bowie.
Because he's supposed to be the master of the house.
Oh, okay. So like Sam's character in the music video is the master of this sex partner palace thing that's happening. My friend Alana, though, she was doing research for a project. She's a writer, and she got invited to, it was all about swingers, her project. And she was telling me there are places in LA where if you find out the secret word, you get the address and you go. And the way she described it is pretty much like this music video. I don't know if there's bubbles and there's, you know, paint flying through the air and things like that, but that it's a swingers party and you have to get very dressed up and you go and things happen.
Wow.
She told me about this. So I don't know.
Did she actually go and...
She went.
She went on site.
Yeah. And there's, you know, no pressure to
participate.
Yes. But you can mill about, meet some folks.
Interesting.
But you'll walk into certain rooms and see certain things happening right in front of you.
It's so funny because when you first described the Swingers Club, I was like, I would have zero desire to go to that. And then you said, you know, there's no pressure. And all of a sudden I was like, if nobody approached me, I would be so upset. You know, it's like, it went from me, like, I want nothing to do with that. And how dare you?
You're like, at first, okay, I'm going to bring back my pocket watch, my Blossom hat to make sure I'm safe. But then you're like, no. No, I would not wear that because, yeah, you want to be...
I want to be in the mix. Yeah. At least have an option.
But I like that Sam is the master of the
house.
He's
like the puppeteer in a way.
Character. Yeah. Because then you don't really see him with, well, except for when she's crawling across the table.
Which felt great.
Felt so good. Mm-hmm. And licked the milk. It's like, that is really something. We don't cry over spilled milk. Yeah, we lick it. Yeah, we lick that up.
Let's talk about your new single, Slumber Party.
Yes.
I know you do that with Tinashe.
Yes.
And does Slumber Party, does it mean like the old school Slumber Party or is it like a hidden meaning?
It's kind of like, we just did the video and it's kind of like a younger Eyes Wide Shut theme. Ah. So it's kind of a little risky. It's very sexy. It's very moody and it's fun. It's fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
In researching this music video, I the director said that it really is supposed to, it's inspired by Stanley Kubrick's Eyes Wide Shut.
Okay.
With Nicole Kidman and Tommy Cruise. And I have never seen that movie, but I knew what it was about. But I didn't know fully the plot of the movie, and I read it online today.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, okay, I get the general idea. And then once I started reading, I was like, I need to know what happens at the end of this movie. And it was a real page turner for me, or a real like scroll through. I now I'm like, I think I want to see this movie. But what's also interesting is that Stanley Kubrick died 6 days after showing the final cut to Warner Brothers. Oof. He was just like, this movie
has done me in.
Has done me in. And so there's something about that that I just seems really fitting for Britney then to do like a fluffier version of Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah.
I just love that it just does feel very cozy, even though she's in a weird sex party masquerade.
It doesn't bump me at all. It feels right as rain.
It feels right as rain. Like that's exactly where she should be. She's just a real cutie pie. Now, Deanna.
Okay.
You did a podcast for a very long time called How to Be Less Old.
That's right.
And you would speak to the young folk and find out what they're doing, what they're up to. Because, for example, this music video premiered on MTV's Snapchat Discover page. And
this
I was this in 2016, Slumber Party. And I was like, whoa, okay. We are past, obviously, TRL, where it's like I would rush home after school and wait for the release of the new Britney, the new NSYNC video, what have you. And now it's like in 2016, we're watching things on Snapchat. Do we know Do we know, is Snapchat still...
It's sort of gone the way.
It's
Insta stories really sucked up the bandwidth on Snapchat, I believe. You know?
It also seems like the space is missing because they tried then to do Instagram TV and they're still trying to make that happen.
Yeah, I don't click over there.
Mm-hmm. So it's like that, it's not working to fully say like premiere music video or something like that.
Right.
Do you think that the young folk know who Britney is?
Ooh.
Would that come up on your podcast at all?
Well, I'm trying to think if we specifically hit up Britney. I mean, we would play a game called Young or Old.
Okay.
So we'd have a youth on and we would just have a list of celebrities, people who had some fame, and just find out, do you think this person is young or old? And it was... just, it would send a shockwave through your body. Like,
is Selena Gomez old? Like,
she probably was in young, but, and we interviewed people, probably the range I would say was like 13 would be the youngest-ish, and we didn't do too many of those, but, you know, 15, 16 up to like 25. So that was like a pretty wide range, but we had people on who we'd say like, do you know, Matt Damon, young or old? And they would not know who he was. Forget about young or old. George Clooney, who is he? Who is he? Who's that?
Who's George?
Yeah. Which was so illuminating.
Yes. It's like, what are we working with right now in this day and age?
That's right.
Who are they looking to? Who's shaping...
You know, there's people they're looking to that you and I would have no idea about because they're YouTube stars. And that is who they are really connecting with on a daily basis. You know, it's these YouTube heads. And not to say, like, of course, a Selena Gomez and Ariana Grande, those would be the stars. But, like, these people we haven't heard of who are barely in Us Magazine or People Magazine, they're just... not the celebrities we understand to be celebrities, mm-hmm. are who a lot of young people are following and really connecting with in a major way.
It's so, it makes me really sad for some reason. Like, I just love when everyone is talking about the same thing.
That has gone away.
It's dead.
It's really dead.
Over. And that's why I have so much respect for Britney, because she's still at it,
right.
Still doing it, still. And I think that towards the end of her Vegas show, I think that she had this new following or brought back. There was like this resurgence of love and adoration for her from some of her fans that are in their 30s.
Yeah.
And then introducing her for the first time to so many young people. And kind of like recognizing that she is the queen of pop.
Yeah, I would say if I had to do the math on it, that they see her as, you know, a significantly older pop star.
Oh my gosh.
You know.
Now, what do they think about Beyonce? What was your read
on? Beyonce's in a different area.
Mm-hmm.
Because to be fair... Beyonce has been, she is doing things that are very current, you know, politically. I feel like the Lemonade album, you know, she's popping, the way she even handles her Instagram account.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not going to hear anything from her for a while. Like, Beyonce controls her narrative 100%.
Yes.
And we are just on that ride. Mm-hmm. And I think in terms of how that translates to young people, it does very well, you know, because, yeah, she's the queen and she's older, but she's so right now, you know.
So right now. And even Beyonce feels different than Lady Gaga, which is like Lady Gaga is younger than Beyonce.
Right.
And yet feels older to me.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, Beyonce is her own thing. She's
her branding is like... whatever she's up to, it's very thought out. It's very intelligent. And I think she understands to fully pull away, which a lot of celebrities do not get.
Humans don't get. I mean, you know, I even need to keep myself in check at times.
Right.
For the time, even in sharing anything in life. You know what I mean?
Because we have these tools that we never had before. And so it feels like, oh, let me put something up. You know, I could do it every day. I could do it 4 times a day. I could do it 20 times a day. And for some people that really works, like a, you know, Busy Phillips, like mm-hmm. that has built a certain brand for her. That's, I mean, I'm speaking out loud, but I'm certainly not an expert on this. But I think that Beyonce is so controlled as what images go out, how the narrative is being relayed. It's really something.
Love her.
Yeah.
Love her.
And she's, you know, is it fair to say, with all respect to Britney, that she also has changed so much? Like Beyonce's thing has sort of, like, from Destiny's Child to today, we've had mm-hmm. such a journey.
Yeah, and like Britney, we've gone on a different kind of journey with her.
Right.
But
the art,
yes,
is not on as much of a journey.
They're the same age.
Yeah, Britney and Beyonce.
Oh my God.
The same age.
For some reason that throws me, and I don't even know who I think is older.
Mm-hmm. They just feel just completely
totally different.
Different.
Huh.
But then you're like, it's so listen.
I'm listening.
I don't know how people are going to feel about this statement, but it's like Beyonce. Okay. Beyonce is Beyonce.
Yeah.
She's unbelievable what she's putting out. Every performance she does, when she decides to grace us with a performance, it's going to be top notch.
Right.
I mean, everyone wants to watch her Coachella performance over and over and
right.
over again. Like so many, you could be like, I need this right now. I need to look it up and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Like when she performed on one of Oprah's last episodes and she performed Run the World. Mm-hmm. And I love it. And I believe that Tom Cruise is actually standing beside Oprah while this is happening.
Feels right.
And he's just so enthusiastic. And God, that's another one. I have mixed feelings on Tom.
Sure.
It's so hard.
Nothing to have but mixed feelings. But you know, that is a moment, probably that was maybe the last moment where we had our defined celebrities, you know.
Yes.
And we knew who they were.
Yes.
And we were all on board.
We were
all
with it.
We're all clear.
Yes. Yeah. And now we're just like, what's happening?
What's going
on? But there's something about when you watch old performances of Britney, when you see Britney from, I would say, 2000 to 2003, that Beyonce, I'll say this. Okay. I don't think Beyonce can touch those performances. Mm,
she said it. She's gone done and said it here. Oh, Lord.
I could even
Jesus, stay with me.
I could even go and search for three performances of Britney's, and I would dare any Beyonce fan to try and find, even now, even so the years, so say since 2008 to present day, where you could say, I don't think Britney has it anymore, or, you know, or whatever you want to say. Doesn't matter if Beyonce has 11 years on Britney, still, even in her prime, you can't find a performance that would match. She is a mover, as a dancer, that is just untouchable.
Wow.
Definitely from 99, 2000 to 2003.
Right.
In those years, you can't touch Britney. She moves, she's a trained dancer, and it's also, I mean, she's truly one of the greatest live performers. When you watch those, especially in those years, and you're hoping, oh my gosh, she could end up being like a Janet, like a Michael,
mm-hmm.
where you're so good, you just keep getting better and better. And I don't know, I just can't touch it.
I love that.
I feel that,
and I love that. And I don't know. I feel like I need to truly revisit and like dive in.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm with it. Even, but that, you know, I don't know if I agree, but I also love it so much. You know what I mean?
I feel like that was a wonderful way of saying we respectfully disagree with each other. But I do.
But
love
I feel like
Beyonce.
I actually have to review those video that footage to really weigh in. I actually don't feel like I can definitively say I agree or I disagree.
Well, let's just pause, because okay. I'm just gonna pull something up, and I feel like I just need you to see.
I want to see. That was good.
So. I don't know. And now I'm just like, well, if that didn't do it for you, let me pull up this and that and the
no,
other.
No, look, it that was fantastic. Like, I mean, I'm electrified.
Such ease.
Yeah.
She could just, I said, you know, the fact that she could just trot in a circle and then make it to her next destination
right.
with such ease.
You're right.
It's a beautiful thing.
She's totally in her body. She's owning the space like an insane way. She's giving me everything I need.
And it's almost like, did she even rehearse? How many rehearsals? Whereas yeah. I do feel like with a Beyonce, and I respect Ooh. It, but I feel like there's a strong work ethic where it's really about a rehearsal. Now, however... Something I love Beyonce. There's
Please
no...
don't activate the hive, Jen. I listen. I'm living I'm happy with my life right now. I'm trying to grow. I'm trying to do more. I cannot have the motherfucking hive on my ass. I'm not willing to activate them
have
here.
Have I seen Beyonce in concert? Yes. Do I watch videos of her when I need to feel better? Yes, I do. Right.
So I think I feel the same way, and I'm going to throw up Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Meryl Streep.
Okay.
I'm going to throw these two up for you
right now. I don't
know
where we're headed, but I kind of see where we're headed.
I think this is where, I think there's a similarity. For me, mm-hmm. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is going to win every time mm-hmm. because I find her like moment-to-moment acting work and how it is bubbling up from inside of her. And I just think she is beyond. Now, Meryl Streep is excellent, but I think she comes at acting in an academic way. Mm-hmm. And I think Julia Louis-Dreyfus really is coming with a little bit of, she may not be the most perfect example as a contrast.
I'm loving this example.
But she is in the moments and feeling the moments and like, yes, she's so bright, so she's able to like have these like moment-to-moment beats. But her transition from one beat to the next, I'm so sorry, but I don't think anyone else can do it.
And she's Britney, right?
She's Britney, yes. Where Meryl Streep is more, she's coming at acting in a more academic approach, more like a Beyonce. And yes, people think she's the best and she's excellent, but it's a more intellectual journey for her.
And now we've activated the Streepers. They're coming.
I can take
us.
Them. Yeah. Them, bring those on. I will take the Streepers all day long. I feel I can take them. I don't know that I can take the hive. I know I can't. I mean,
no one can
take the hive.
No one,
I mean, not I in can, 2019.
The Britney stans, I can't even take them. And I'm on their team and they come for me. So like I feel you.
Okay.
I feel you.
Great.
But we have to speak our truth.
Right,
and
right.
My truth is that. And there's just something that happens to me when I see a video of Britney performing from that time period where I'm like, wow, I don't think anything can touch it.
Yeah.
And Janet, like I was first activated when Janet's If album came out.
Okay.
And that was the beginning of my
pop.
Yeah. Obsession. Mm-hmm. And I saw Janet in concert. She came to Albany, New York, and I saw her at the Pepsi Arena, and I just...
You were gone.
Yeah, I knew I was never going to be the same mm-hmm. again. And then Britney came, and I was like, what? And because she does hold that piece of what you were saying. She's very accessible, and even though I will never be Britney, but there's like a part of me that feels like...
Adjacent.
Yeah.
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 We all are.
Yes, we all are.
Yeah.
Deanna, will you tell us a little bit about your new project that you're working on?
Sure.
The show you created, Unsend.
So yeah, I'm working on a show called Unsend. I created it with Matt McConkie and Paul Scheer. And it started out as a Snapchat show, so RIP for Comedy Central. And then we created a web series that slash now we're waiting to hear if it could be a series. So maybe it'll be on the television. We're kind of in our wait period for that right now. So worst case scenario, we got a beautiful web series on our hands.
Love
and
it.
Best case scenario, we go into the TV.
Yeah.
And basically it started out as, you know, an idea of, hey, we've all sent things, wrote things, emailed things that we regret. And let's find out what people have done, what emails they've sent and text messages and tweets or whatnot that they're like devastated at afterwards. And now we've bubbled it up in our longer show and kind of just combed the internet for all the regretful and questionable moments that are out there.
And who are the hosts?
The hosts are Patty Harrison and Joel Kim Booster, and they are brilliant. Bananas, like they're so different. They're like, I've never quite heard these two voices anywhere, you know. They're so unique and funny and twisted. Love them.
We need it on the television.
We do. And you and I, it's just as I'm sitting here, I'm like, we are really on a journey together. We were both Bitch Sesh guests.
Yes.
We are both in the TV show Heathers.
Yes.
We are both in the TV show Black Monday.
Yes.
We are really
we are on a journey together.
Together.
And I hope it like continues.
As do I.
I think I see confetti from this potion. Pillow fights and feathers overdosing. Smells like a cologne and candy lotion. Like a slumber party. Sheets all on the floor just like an ocean. Building up your fortress like a mountain. Neighbors say we're causing a commotion. Like a slumber party.
No, 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 you and I. We ain't gonna sleep tonight.
Campfire.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.